Two schools in San Antonio have added radio frequency chips to all student ID cards. These chips give off an electronic signal that can be easily monitored, so students can now be tracked in school. This method is causing some concern among parents and civil rights activists. Dottie Griffith is with the Texas ACLU.
There do not seem to be any safeguards for this technology, and anybody with a reading device can track a student in school or out of school if the student has the ID with them.
Griffith says privacy issues are at play here. Not only can the device determine if a student is in school, it can give information on exactly where they are and who they're with. Austin schools are experimenting now with a more limited method of electronic monitoring. A handful of high schools are issuing phones that students can carry with them. The phones also contain a GPS locating system. AISD's Lisa Goodnow says that because parental permission is required for the Austin program, it's less intrusive than what's being done in San Antonio.
So it's very, very specific and targeted. So it's like a GPS device that also allows for coaching and mentoring.
The mentoring that Goodnow refers to comes from the people who monitor the devices. They call students twice a day, even giving the students wake-up calls in the morning. If the student's not in school when they should be, the mentor can call to find out what's going on. The district says it's too early to say how well the GPS program is working, but it says that a lower-tech effort last year, a publicity campaign called Everyday Counts, increased daily attendance by 1%, generating nearly $5 million in additional funding. Ira Sundar, KUT News.